death. It's one of life's most challenging conversations. As people are living longer, health providers, financial planners, and even designers are finding new techniques to encourage them to look ahead to the end of life. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel this morning reports on an effort to make talking about death and dying into a game.
We're going to take a card, and then everybody's going to write down their answer.
Oh, okay. I see.
Everybody answers the same question. Okay?
In the conference room of a bank in Medford, a group of people, most of whom have gray hair and bifocals, are gathered to play a game. They nibble on fruits and vegetables.
I would be cremated.
Player Katie Wallace is from Somerville.
As to what to do with it, well, I have more than myself to think of. I have a room in my house where I have ashes of six different people. So I have to figure out what to do with all of those people.
This isn't morbid small talk. It's a game called My Gift of Grace. Like poker, there are chips, a deck of cards, and winners and losers. But instead of spades or clubs, each card has a question on it.
What would you like done with your body after you die?
If you needed help going to the bathroom today, who is the first person you would ask to help you? Who would you never be able to ask? Ooh, ouch, that is a hard one.
We're on the sort of early cusp of what I hope will become a groundswell of change.
Dr. Lachlan Furrow is Director of Ethics and Palliative Care Programs at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He says people reflect about death differently these days than in past generations.
It is like the biggest existential, overwhelming, huge issue, you know, for anybody that we're mortal. And then add to that in the 20th century with medicine is, oh, and you know, maybe we can actually beat it.
But of course, you can only postpone it. That is why Furrow recommends talking about death long before you get sick.
I adamantly, firmly believe that for the conversations to be about what really matters, that they should start maybe even as far away from a hospital doctor's office as they can, because these are much more fundamentally human issues than medical issues.
That's the same concern for the inventor of My Gift of Grace, Nick Jalin. His strategy is to move the end-of-life conversation out of the hospital room and into the living room.
We tried to look for the times when people are actually sitting around a table together, when they're already having these kinds of conversations.
Jalin realized that card games have all the necessary components. So Jalin and his colleagues at a design firm called The Action Mill started writing questions for their deck of cards. They knew they wanted to include the life part of end of life.
There's questions in there about life, too. Things like, what are you no longer embarrassed about? What activities make you lose track of time? That's one of my favorites.
Jalin says a good death is often about deriving meaning from those last months and moments of life.
I wanted to prepare you for my end.
The people playing his game find the communal atmosphere helpful.
The fact that it allowed you to connect with other people, I think, makes it satisfying. You know, your death, how you might feel about something, what's going to happen afterwards. It's not inherently social, but you feel less alone.
Suzanne Wilkinson says playing the game with strangers might be easier than with the people who really matter.
I think it would get more serious with people you know. I have a feeling with closer friends in a different setting, it might take more time.
Wilkinson now wants to play the game with her family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.